Former state legislator Ray Metcalf has actively tried to keep governmental ethics in the public eye since he filed complaints with the U.S. attorney, the state attorney general, and the federal grand jury in June of 2005. He says he feels vindicated, although he says Stevens' conviction is only half of what he has wanted. He is now looking for others in Anchorage's power structure to fall.
I think that a good old boy system is about ready to come tumbling because the suit of armor they had is going to turn on them and start ratting them out.
No legal action has ever been taken based on Metcalf's complaints, although Metcalf attempted a recall action against Ben Stevens and ran for office against Ted Stevens, who was the subject of later Metcalf complaints. He says he will continue to fight corruption until people can run for office without having to take bribes or compete with people who are taking bribes to get elected.
None of this would be possible without the people in the background behind the curtain, pulling the strings and slipping the envelopes under the door. And those are the people. If you don't get those people, the only thing that will change is who gets the graft.
Metcalf says that Stevens is at the top of a political pyramid that has been active in Anchorage business for at least 30 years.